So we put apostolic covering in place back in those years, and it brought us years of the most wonderful blessing. And I am just thankful to God for it. However, we were to go on very soon after that and learn that there was another level of spiritual covering altogether. So there were some years in which I was simply teaching the value of churches and senior leaders in churches relating to apostles, but then we began to wake up to something else. And it had to do with elders. And I won't say a lot about elders tonight because we will need specifically another night where we deal with that subject. But what we discovered was that the kind of eldership we had, which was an in-house one, was not the biblical kind. And that by New Testament definition, a city like the city we live in, which has many, many churches, only has one eldership, and that's the eldership which spiritually guards the whole city. One group of people who are qualified, drawn from the most senior, the most mature, the most trusted, the most proven of all the fivefold ministers. That group meeting together, loving each other deeply from the heart, meeting regularly, praying with one another, guarding the city, and really being spiritual fathers to the whole church of the city. That's the true eldership. And our cities, or some people live in towns and rural areas, then whatever the geographical area is, that area needs an eldership of the New Testament kind. And when that is in place, amazing things begin to happen. Because the eldership, so you've got the local church covering, you've got city or regional covering through elders, and then you're meant to have apostolic covering. So apostles provide spiritual covering for elderships and for nations. Apostles, though, must be in relationship with one another. In other words, we're developing a big picture of how interconnected all these relationships are to fully develop spiritual covering as a dynamic right across nations and the world internationally. And I believe all this will come. I believe it's a longish process, but the Lord himself is building this. And so it's a multi-generational rearrangement of the church, bringing us into a far, far better form of Christianity than we've ever known. But that's the third level, the city covering. And you need the city eldership in place to put, guess what? The same two things in place at the city-wide level and for the body of Christ as a whole. That is, you're putting in protection and you're putting in blessing. Now, I said earlier on in this lecture, that covering doesn't provide everything. This we need to touch on. Covering is hugely important, and without spiritual covering, you can be left vulnerable. You can be subject to attack and to weakness and to sickness and to division and all kinds of struggles. So spiritual covering of all of these kinds is hugely, hugely important. If you've got nothing else, you must be part of a church where there's a good covering, and that church must relate to an apostle. That's kind of the minimum requirement and the best you can do in most places today. But where were we? What track was I heading on here before getting? Yeah. It doesn't provide everything. This is what we need to understand. You can have a very good covering in place in a church, but that does not mean that you don't need prayer or worship or mission or giving or love of the brethren, you know, encouragement. I mean, when you think of all the dynamics of church life to do with seeking the Lord and worship and spiritual warfare and pastoral care and evangelism and missions, proper management, planning, you know, waiting on God, listening to God. No, all the dynamics of church life are hugely important. And so you try to have a complete ministry and you try to be sensitive to what are we overlooking or failing to do. So all of that should be in place. But if you have all of those things but no spiritual covering, you can be vulnerable. So the spiritual covering brings in more blessing and puts in place more protection, but you still need these other things. In fact, one of the things I didn't mention in that long list was teaching, you know, like Bible teaching. the apostles' doctrine, you know, instruction in the faith, counsel, all those kinds of things. Visiting ministries too. New Testament puts a very high store on the local church receiving visiting ministry. Whoever Christ sends along, he'll send prophets, he'll send evangelists and the like, and we need to receive them and honor them and support them and love them and so on. So there's a whole balance to church life that goes along with, hand in hand with spiritual covering, but still, spiritual covering, hugely important if a church would be properly kept safe and made effective. So just a few more things to add in to the mix here. In a spiritual covering, whether it's in the local church, senior leader and a group of others, at the city level with elders and at the apostolic level, the quality of the lives of the people who serve in covering is hugely important. Now, this is best demonstrated from the fact that the New Testament addresses the qualifications for elders. So 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, Paul writes both these passages to Timothy and to Titus, and he lists the qualifications for elders, and the lists are very similar. And you'll notice on these lists of qualifications, he has almost nothing to say about their giftedness, nothing to say about them being able to prophesy, get words of knowledge, cast out demons, heal the sick, you know, able to lead worship. I mean, none of this stuff. He does say able to teach, and it's the only thing he has on the list. Everything else on the list has to do with their character, the kind of Christian they've proven to be all along, their home life, their marriage, their children, that kind of thing. In other words, what kind of person are they? What kind of life have they lived? What kind of reputation do they have? Are they trustworthy? What kind of morality have they lived out of? One of the things on the list is that an elder must be the husband of but one wife, that kind of thing. You can read those lists for yourself. But it's pointing out that people who fill these positions of building lives together with others so as to provide spiritual covering for the church must be people whose lives are upright, they're righteous, they're clean, they're honorable, there's no hypocrisy, they've walked in the faith, they've proven to be faithful, they've not fallen into sin. In other words, they've been able to keep the lie of the devil out of their own lives and out of their own homes. Therefore, you can trust them to guard the church. But if they themselves have fallen into sin, made a mess, you know, even if they've been recovered and restored, no, they didn't guard their own house, so they're not really qualified to guard the Lord's house. They can be in ministry, they can function as prophets, anything, but they're not suitable in covering, usually. Going to be very guarded. Probably a lot more needs to be said on that point, but you need to read the books. Still, the quality of life is hugely important. So we raise people to leadership whose hearts are pure, whose lives have proven themselves, and they join their hearts together in love, because they must be one with one another. There must be a unity and a prayer and a harmony. It goes without saying, but we'll say it anyway, these leaders, once appointed, must guard their hearts. Remember, well, you probably remember that in Acts chapter 20, Paul, in addressing the Ephesian elders, whom he thought he may well be seeing for the last time, said to them that they must watch over themselves as well as the flock of God, because a day was coming when the enemy would infiltrate and not spare the flock. He warned them very, very seriously about guarding their own lives, guarding their own hearts, as well as guarding the flock of God. The issue there, he says, after I leave, I know that, wolves. An eldership is always going to be vulnerable if it in itself is not accountable to apostolic covering. Hugely, hugely important. That probably is all we need to really cover tonight. Obviously, spiritual covering is put in place for the care of believers, for the watching over the work of God, for helping to keep the work secure, really helping to educate believers, bring them into obedience, you know, have more and more people walking with the Lord, because the more mature and the more in love and unity a church is, the more it can drive back darkness, overcome principalities and powers, plant works into places where works haven't gone, and all that kind of thing. So, in summary, spiritual covering is a powerful anointing. It's an anointing, right? So it's a power dimension. It's a grace given. It's the Holy Spirit at work. So in other words, it's not just men and women being well organized. It's a powerful anointing of God's grace in Christ. And it's established, or it begins with the primary leader for a work, who must walk with God and be prayerful. And that's extended through other leaders. And so the leaders are in harmony with one another, and the church comes into harmony with those leaders, and a great grace results. And this is why, by the way, as members of a church, we should be really praying for the church, for the grace of God in the church, the effectiveness of leaders, you know, the real harmony of the work. It's why we should be pleading with the Lord constantly for ever-increasing measures of community and oneness, you know, of understanding in the heart, all these, because coming with it are such measures of blessing and peace and spiritual prosperity and the like. Anyway, believers and believers' families are well served by this kind of thing. It's very important for the well-being of our children. And yes, this power of covering is, of course, established in the heavenly places. In other words, it's in the spiritual atmosphere. And so it helps to deal with things that are in the heavenlies. In other words, the very principalities and powers that we war with and struggle with helps the church greatly be well positioned to deal with all of those.